AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As the closing bell sounds, it ends a big sell-off on Wall Street. Investors saw the new report on inflation and felt steps to try to ease inflation are moving too slowly. Economist Kurt Rankin at PNC says energy prices are lower, but home prices are higher.
Not just the price of houses, but services to maintain a home, utilities, appliances, basically the cost of home ownership. That continues to rise.
The nation's largest freight railroads are negotiating contracts with their 12 unions ahead of Friday's looming strike deadline. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says they're trying to work this out.
We're going to be very honest. A shutdown would have a tremendous impact on our supply chains, as you all know. It's going to have a ripple effects into our overall economy on American families. A shutdown is not acceptable. That is not something that we want.
White House advisor John Kirby says Russian forces are pulling back in Ukraine.
They've left fighting positions. They've left supplies. They're calling it a repositioning, but it's certainly they have withdrawn in the face of Ukrainian armed forces that are clearly on the offense.
Ukraine's Border Guard Services says the army took control of a town just 2 miles from Russia, seized on the first day of the war. A plane carrying Queen Elizabeth's coffin has arrived in London. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham introduced a nationwide abortion ban.
I think we should have a law at the federal level that would say, after 15 weeks, no abortion on demand, except in cases of rape, incest, to save the life of the mother, and that should be where America's at.
Some Republicans are skeptical. Democrats say it's extreme, an alarming signal of where MAGA Republicans are headed if they win control of the House and the Senate in November. This is AP News. There is a new report on income inequality.
Income inequality in the U.S. increased last year for the first time in more than a decade. However, childhood poverty was cut almost in half. That was due to expansion of the federal government's child tax credit and stimulus payments made in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. This is all according to new survey results released by the U.S. Census Bureau. The current population survey says the income inequality index increased 1.2% from 2020 to 2021. That's the first time that number has gone up since 2011. I'm Shelley Adler.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo filed an ethics complaint against State Attorney General Letitia James, reiterating his often repeated complaint about the way James handled a sexual harassment investigation that led to his resignation last year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.